Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I'm your host, John, and today we are going to talk about four cryptocurrency prices and predictions. But before we get into that, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button. All right, well, without further ado, let's dig into this. So one of the things I want to chat about is Bitcoin. And as of taping this, and that was last night on 3/12 when I actually had the thumbnails made up, Bitcoin was at $56,100, and now it's shot up to close to $60,000. And the reason why I want to talk about Bitcoin is because what I want you to do is I want you to picture this in your mind. How much do you think Bitcoin is going to be in 1 year? And now that you have that price in your mind, because it should just take you a second, how much do you think Bitcoin will be worth in 5 years? A lot of people are predicting that they think Bitcoin will be $1 million because there's only 21 million bits available. Wall Street has been getting into buying as many bits as they can. They're even starting to work them into portfolios and things of that nature. So it's making Bitcoin get more solidified. So you're probably wondering, well, I can't get in at $60,000. And I agree with you. And one of the things that I want you to look at is Litecoin. When I taped this recording, Litecoin was at $199. Then it shot up to $325. And so the question that I want you to think about is, we have Bitcoin, we have Ethereum, we have Litecoin, and then I'm going to talk about Electronium. But when it comes from an investment standpoint, if you think Bitcoin is going to go up to $1 million, what do you think Litecoin is going to be at? And you have to think about that for a second. Could it be $10,000? So if you are using your mind and you're having your thought process go through that you think Bitcoin is going to be worth $1 million in 5 years, if you follow Litecoin and Bitcoin, you'll see there's a correlation that it pulls it up. So the higher price Bitcoin is, the higher price Litecoin is. And that's also affecting Ethereum. So your price point at $199, or right now it's $225. If you believe it's going to go up to $10,000, why wouldn't you invest? Now there's a couple ways that you can invest. You can go to Coinbase.com. You got to do a little homework. You're going to have to, I'm not leaving links in this particular case, but Coinbase.com, you actually can get just about any cryptocurrency you want to buy out there. Or you can use Robinhood, which I've left links on Robinhood before when I did a podcast/YouTube video on that. And you can sign up for that. So if you're from the U.S., you can go to Robinhood and you can get Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin. But Electronium, you cannot buy. You're going to have to go on an exchange for that. But it's very easy and simple to start buying these cryptocurrencies. And so in 2017, I bought Litecoin for like $20. And now Litecoin is at $225. But this is just the start. Bitcoin is going to continue to rise. It's not going to fall. But the thing that I want you to use is what you're personally thinking. So if you think that Bitcoin is going to double to 110,000, well, what would Litecoin do? What would Ethereum do? And Electronium, the sleeper. I bought Electronium. The symbol is ETN, at 0.0010 of a penny. And so there's really no excuse from a price point view that you can't buy Electronium. Now Electronium is trading at 0.125 or 1.3, so it's getting closer to that 2 cents. But it's very, very cheap to get in, and it's certainly not too late. And so what I do is I want to make sure at this price point that I own at least 10% of Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin is at 56,000, it'll cost you $5,600 to get a 10% stake in Bitcoin. Now, if it goes up to $1 million and you got 10% of that, now you have $100,000. And the same thing with Ethereum. I think Ethereum is going to go up to $15,000. I think Litecoin is going to go up to $10,000. And I think Electronium is going to go up to $1. Now, that may take a little longer. And these plans take a long time. So by having Robinhood, by having Coinbase.com, you can take small amounts of money depending upon where you're at financially and let this sit for 3 to 5 years. And that is usually the ideal time, 3 to 5 years. And case in point, in 2017, when I bought at $20, now it's 10 times the value. Well, what happens 5 years from now? And so this is kind of a set it and forget it mentality. So you just don't get anxious to go, oh, I've doubled my money and I want to get out. This is something that I believe that you're going to want to have in your portfolio for a very long time, because cryptocurrency is here to stay. You know, look at COVID that hit and everything is going into a touchless society. It's getting more so with autonomous cars. The other day I went into a subway place and they take cryptocurrency, they take Bitcoin. It was also saying in a sign through a drive-thru that they're not taking any cash. And so we're getting closer and closer and closer to a cashless society. And these are some of the things that you definitely want to take a look at, is how do you want to get involved in cryptocurrency? You should have some in your portfolio. I know as I get money funneling in from my audiobooks to my books and the other things that I do, I take these funds and I redistribute them into cryptocurrency. And the reason I do that is because I believe cryptocurrency is going to be the future. And, you know, I purchased in 2017, 100,000 bit of Electronium. And I think it cost me like $100, something like that. And now it's worth $1,200. So I've 10 times my money in a short period of time. And now what is it going to be worth, Electronium, 5 years from now or 10 years from now? And this also is dependent on your age. If you're a young person, if you're in your 20s, buying cryptocurrency is huge for you because you have that much longer to let that grow and manifest into huge amounts of cash. If you're my age and getting close to 60, you know, now 5 years, you're at 65 years old, and it's a little different because now you're looking towards retirement. So it depends what age you're at and what you're looking to do. But I definitely think that owning 10% of Bitcoin and buying Ethereum, Litecoin, and Electronium, I think you cannot go wrong. Anyways, folks, I hope you're having a great day out there. I appreciate all of you out there. We are growing huge in the YouTube sector. We're about 400 or 500 subscribers. Appreciate everyone out there. I hope you're having a great day. And you know what I like to say? Happy trails.